I taught English in South Korea, and I lived there for 2.5 years, and during the entire time that I lived there, I could never quite crack the mystery that was the trash collection schedule. For some reason, there weren't any dumpsters, so people had to put their trash in like these color-coded bags, and you have to put your food trash in the orange bag, and your burnables in this green bag, and so forth. And we would have to set it into some like randomly assigned location on the street. And in my case, this was next to a light pole in front of the restaurant on the first floor of my building. So none of my colleagues actually lived in the town, so they couldn't really tell me when the trash pickup was. So I just kind of figured I'd use my powers of observation and figure it out myself. And so one day I saw a bunch of orange bags piled up by the light pole, and I thought, great, Tuesday is trash day. Let me mark that down. And this worked really well for 6 months. Until one morning, I was running late for work, and so it was Tuesday, so I grabbed an orange bag, and I ran outside, and I head to the light pole, and then, suddenly, I hear behind me this yelling, and I turn around, and the restaurant door is open, and there is this old man, and he is yelling and pointing at me. And I don't speak Korean that well, but I gather that he's really upset at me. And so he was just spitting, like super, super angry. And he goes, "Wae, suregi, nemse." And I know enough Korean to know that nemse means smell. And I thought this was rich because, number one, I had just this little bag. It was just me, so it wasn't like I was going to contribute massively to this major smell. But the other thing that I thought was rich was that this man operated a fish gut stew restaurant, which is a wonderful smell to issue from a neighbor, by the way. So I wanted to tell him all this, but I didn't speak Korean well enough to lay it out in a clear rebuttal. And meanwhile, all of my students were walking past and looking, and I was getting super embarrassed. So the only thing I could do was retreat back to my apartment and set down my smelly bag of trash and then slink off to school defeated. And from that point on, I had to do subterfuge to get rid of my trash. So, like, I would wait until the restaurant lights would turn off, and then I would creep outside. And sometimes this would be at, like, midnight because it was open late. And I would sneak outside and set down the trash, and then I'd think the lights were off and there would be a flicker, and I'd go, "Ah!" And then I'd have to throw it down and then run away and not look back. And I did this for 2 years. And to this day, even though I now live in Baltimore where they have dumpsters, I still take my trash out in the cover of darkness because I'm like doing something dirty or something. Thank you.